CRI News, I'm Qi Zhi. Chinese President Hu Jintao will elaborate on China's views about the current world economic situation at this weekend's APEC summit in Hawaii. Chinese Ambassador to the United States, Zhang Yesui, says the President will also participate in the APEC CEO summit and a dialogue between leaders and representatives of the APEC Business Advisory Council.At the summit, leaders from APEC member economies will focus their discussions on issues such as regional economic growth, integration, green growth, energy security, and regulatory cooperation. Hu Jintao will also meet with U.S. President Barack Obama on the sidelines of the summit. An earthquake measuring 7.0 on the Richter scale showed the East China Sea at 11 a.m. this morning.According to the China Earthquake Network Center, the epicenter was at a depth of 220 kilometers. The quake was felt in cities in East China's Fujian and Zhejiang provinces. There's no immediate report on damage or casualties. The Australian federal government's carbon pricing legislation has been passed by the Senate, clearing the way for the plan to take effect from July next year.The carbon laws will force the top 500 polluting companies to pay a $24.5 a ton price for carbon emissions in an effort to fight climate change. The vote made Australia the second major economy behind the European Union to pass carbon-limiting legislation. It's a major victory for Prime Minister Julia Gillard, who staked her political future on the legislation, despite deep hostility from voters and the political opposition.
Today, Australia has a price on carbon as the law of our land. This comes after a quarter of a century of scientific warnings, 37 parliamentary inquiries, and years of bitter debate and division.
Australia accounts for 1.5% of global emissions and is the developed world's highest emitter per capita due to a reliance on fossil fuel coal to generate electricity.Nicaragua's incumbent president, Daniel Ortega, has won a landslide re-election in Sunday's polls. Election authorities say Ortega, candidate of the ruling Sandinista National Liberation Front, obtained nearly 63% of the votes, with ballots counted in 86% of polling stations in a Central American nation. His closest rival, Fabio Gadea of the Independent Liberal Alliance, had 31%.Gadea has refused to concede defeat, calling the elections an unheard-of fraud. U.S. President Barack Obama and NATO Chief Anders Fogh Rasmussen have agreed to take further steps to ensure that the military bloc has the defense capabilities needed to meet 21st century security threats. At their White House talks, the two identified the initiative as part of goals for the NATO summit slated for next May in Chicago.Obama and Rasmussen also discussed NATO's seven-month military operation in Libya, as well as how the Chicago summit might shape the next major phase of transition in war-torn Afghanistan. Michael Jackson's personal physician has been found guilty of involuntary manslaughter by a jury in California. Conrad Murray showed no emotion as the guilty verdict was read out in court in Los Angeles.The jury has determined that Murray acted recklessly in administering a sedative to Michael Jackson, which ultimately led to his death in the summer of 2009. Murray could face up to 4 years in prison and has been remanded into custody to await sentencing at the end of this month. In business, Yum! Brands Inc., owner of the KFC and Pizza Hut fast food chains, has won approval from China's industry regulator of his proposal to take over Little Sheep Group Limited, China's leading hot pot restaurant. The Ministry of Commerce cleared the application on its anti-monopoly law, according to the Inner Mongolia-based Little Sheep, citing a statement of Yum! On its website.Yum! Is offering HK$6.5 a share in cash to gain 93.2% of Little Sheep. The remaining 6.8% stake will be held by the creator of the Chinese company. The privatization plan is still subject to the approval of Little Sheep shareholders. China has more than 48,000 centenarians, according to a survey published by the China Gerontology Society.It shows on July 1st the number of people over 100 years old living on the Chinese mainland stood at 48,921, an increase of more than 5,200 from last year's figure. And that's the news from CRI. I'm Qi Zhi in Beijing.